Well, you got some exciting things going on at the Garner Performing Arts Center. But before we get into what's coming up, tell us a little bit about the center itself. You know, it's often referred to as the GPAC, like the DPAC, but this is an entirely different type of facility.
It sure is, yes. It's a much more intimate experience than the DPAC. When you go to the DPAC, you're going to have a whole lot of seats, and you might be way up in the nosebleeds. Here at the Garner Performing Arts Center, the GPAC, we're a much smaller venue. We're about 450 seats. We're located in downtown Garner, so conveniently located next to lots of shops and restaurants. So if you come see a show with us, you can make a whole night of it, have a glass of wine over at Zen Yoga, have a nice dinner in the White Oak Shopping Center area, and then come see a show with us.
I was going to say, one of the most interesting things about it is the history of the building itself, its former high school.
Sure is. The building is about 101 years old. It originally started out as Garner Consolidated School, so it served all the students of Garner. And as Garner's grown, it was an elementary school and also a high school. And in the 90s, it was shut down. New facilities were built to provide education for the high school students. And for a while, it just sat vacant. And nobody really knew what to do with it, but some very industrious Garnerites got together, put together a plan, and revived the building. So now the old auditorium of the building serves as our performing arts center. And then the wings of the building, which were classroom space when it was a high school, have been converted into apartments. So there are folks who actually live on our campus, and I got to say, they've got the best amenity around. They can just walk on down to the lobby, buy a ticket, and come see a show anytime they want.
I was going to say, you can't get much more convenient than that. And what a wonderful thing that you were able to save the building, because so many times these historic buildings in the past were torn down, and that didn't happen. That's a great thing.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got some exciting things coming up, including the Town Players of Garner's production of Seussical Jr. Is this based on Dr. Seuss?
It sure is, yeah. So the Town Players of Garner are a great organization. They're a partner of ours. And one of the things that they do best is providing youth arts opportunities in the summer. So all summer long, they've been working with a group of young, talented artists who have been rehearsing Seussical, the musical, all based on Dr. Seuss's characters. So you'll see the Whoville characters, the Grinch. Of course, you'll see the Cat in the Hat. All of those favorite characters you love from the Dr. Seuss books are in it. And they'll be performing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you want to come out and support some young talent, that would be an awesome way to spend a weekend.
Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. I got to ask you, are going to be any green eggs and ham available?
Oh, there's a whole song about it, but I don't think we'll be eating it.
I think, at least to me, that's the most memorable of all the Seuss book names here. But that's just the beginning of a lot of exciting things you've got coming to the GPAC over the course of the fall.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited for this season. Our first show for adults will be September 12th, and we are going to bring in the Bad Moms of Comedy, which is definitely going to be fun. There's about five comedians who will be performing. A couple of them are local. A couple of them are flying in from Chicago for us. And they're going to put on a whole night of comedic entertainment all about being a mom, having a family, all the things that maybe are tough or we don't want to say out loud, but they say it out loud, and they sure make it funny.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be hilarious. And we're looking forward to that, too. Now, if you want to go see Seussical Jr. or the Bad Moms of Comedy or any of the great things you've got coming up, what's the way to go about getting tickets?
So there's a couple options. One of the best ways to see our whole season is to go to GarnerPerformingArtsCenter.com. Super easy. That is the best way to see the whole season lineup starting in September, going all the way through May.